I have some really great video for you today. These are my two favorite video things of the day. You ready? First
I'm ready.
One is a local news reporter is out on the street and she's doing a story. Can you see
it?
Okay. Hold on. Can you see it now?
Yes.
Okay. Here you go. So she's out WSAZ, wherever that is. Oh, it must be West Virginia. So a girl is out. I guess the weather is going bad. So she's doing a live shot. And here she is.
Three's Tori Yorke joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Oh, my God. So a car came out of nowhere and hit her.
While she's live on TV.
She's live and she's nodding her head, listening to the other guy, and suddenly a car shows up out of nowhere and just hits her right into the camera. What happened to her?
I got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
Let's get back on camera, Tori.
She's professional.
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I love that she's been hit by a car before.
You're okay.
So maybe you should learn not to do the shot in the street. Maybe you did learn in college, so she is doing the live shot in the street.
It is all good. You know,
yeah, but what about the person in the car who didn't see her?
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think
she has no cameraman. So it knocked over the camera, too. So she's picking the camera back up so she can go back on the shot.
Yeah, so in these, in case you don't know, in these small television stations, there's no camera person. You're everything. You show up in your car with the camera and the mic and the little hat, and you do all that stuff yourself. There isn't a second person. You're a one-man band.
Right.
So the car hit her, and she went flying into her camera setup. So the camera went down, and there was nobody there to help her up or help her because, again, she's a one-man band because it's a small little local station in West Virginia.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Mitch McConnell is making a speech, and you don't even need to set it up. He'll bury himself.
Well, the concern is misplaced because if you look at the statistics, African-American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans.
Oh, my God. Wow. Holy shit, he did not just say that.
We gotta play it again.
Whoa. With a straight face he said that. Okay, play that again, because I'm
you gotta pick your jaw up off the floor when he says it.
Because if you look at the statistics, African American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans.
Yeah. So that's my favorite story.
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how I missed that. So what's Twitter saying about it? I'm sure that there's some great comments.
I have no idea, and I really don't care, because if you keep somebody in office like that, then you have your own issues. I mean, I don't know how you keep somebody in office. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. You say something like that on a live mic, you're a moron.
Of course, Mitch McConnell is trending, and most people are just writing, holy shit. Okay, how about this? This person, Leader McConnell, might be the single most openly hypocritical and downright wicked man to ever serve in the United States Senate. May he remain in the Senate minority for the remainder of his miserable political career. There's a guy who's a Native American. He said, we've been, quote, Americans 23,000 years longer than Mitch McConnell. Somebody else said, it's totally weird that Mitch McConnell thinks I'm from Africa. My family has been in America longer than his. Wow, yeah, these are just like, I'm speechless.
You know, when he got off stage, his guys went, dude, you can't say that. Say what? What I say.
Right.
You can't say stuff like that. What I say.
In case you missed it, Mitch McConnell said the quiet part out loud last night. Like, you know what I mean? Like, say the quiet part. Yeah. The Lincoln Project said, I don't know who needs to hear this, Mitch McConnell, but African Americans are Americans. A lot of people just wrote, wow, it's just in wow.
The name. It's in the name. African American.
Right. Right, right, right. Oh, my God. Oh, Rex Chapman, who's just the most amazing. Do you know Rex Chapman?
I've heard the name.
He's a sports guy. I think he was a basketball player, but he has 1.1 million followers, and he always goes viral. He always posts these really amazing. If you don't follow anybody on Twitter, he's the only person you should follow, Rex Chapman. And I love that. My favorite thing is his bio. It says, I hold the microphone like a grudge. So he said, Kentuckians should be embarrassed that so many black people are having to spend the day telling Mitch McConnell that they're Americans.